February may be the shortest month as measured in hours and minutes, but it's by far the longest as measured in moments we spend wishing it were over already. And this year, Duluth's snowiest February ever seems to be lasting even longer than usual, with this week's deep freeze making me more impatient than ever to get it over with. As I open my window to set out mealworms for my chickadees, I can't help but yearn for the days ahead when my bird-feeding rituals won't involve blasts of frigid air and will involve hummingbirds. I suppose it's fitting to be impatient for hummingbirds because these minute packets of energy and testosterone are nature's finest tributes to impatience. Hummingbirds seldom sit down to enjoy a meal. Their wings stay in high-speed motion over 100 beats per second, even at the sweetest, most nectar-filled flower, ready and set to go on to another flower the moment this one no longer satisfies. Male hummers are as fickle as children opening Christmas presents. The first flower or mate may fill them with joy, but a moment later they've already moved on to the next. This readiness to move on is so deeply characteristic of hummingbirds that you'd think people who moralize about nature would dislike them. But we're as tolerant of a hummingbird's exuberantly greedy restlessness as we are of a child's on Christmas morning. Hummingbirds have an iridescent beauty unmatched in the bird world, and their diminutive size, three ruby-throated hummingbirds would roughly balance one chickadee, makes them all the more endearing. The words people use to describe them sound like exaggerations: glowing, jewel-like, brilliant, sparkling, dazzling. Yet even those words fail when a sunbeam suddenly strikes, setting a ruby throat afire. Female ruby-throated hummingbirds lack the gaudy brilliance of the males, yet they are just as endearing. Like males, they're constantly on the move, except when on the nest. It's ironic that this is the only time they seem sedate and calm, when their whole bodies are seething with the heat of anticipation, their metabolism generating an abundance of body heat to hasten the day their two round packages will open. Hummingbirds arrive in the Northland in early May, and although the trend of earlier spring seems to hasten them on a few days earlier now than decades ago, we still can't hope to see them before the last week of April. I'll be eagerly watching for the first sapsucker to alight in my aspen tree, knowing that its drill holes will be a hummingbird's meal ticket until flowers open. I track how hummingbird migration progresses on the internet. You can track them at journeynorth.org. When the map shows one in central Wisconsin or Minnesota, I'll start putting out my feeders. Meanwhile, I'm as impatient as a child waiting for Christmas. Hummingbirds come at the opposite season and from the opposite direction as Santa Claus, but these tiny gifts, wrapped in Christmas colors of brilliant green and red, satisfy even more than the nicest presents and have one great advantage over toys. Hummingbirds never need batteries. Give them something sweet to eat and their little motors rev up, filling me with joy. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.